All right. So welcome back, folks. We're here live at SCPC Southern Exposure. I've been joined by Mike Downey from Military Produce Group. Mike, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
What do you think so far of the show? I mean, I know we're just getting kicked off, but it's...
Yeah, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody just a couple minutes ago about how much things have changed with this show. You know, my first show was the first show here, and it was here in this building, and it was 2004, and... It's probably 30 or 40 times as many people as we had then. It was a, you know, maybe a couple hundred people then. So
yeah, Southern Exposure is definitely the king of the regional shows. I mean, I think back to the first one, I didn't come to the first one, but I was here for many years in a row, made some great relationships that I still have today. Great friends, business and personal. So yeah, I think super important to be here. And people seem to enjoy it. And it's, you know, the weather's not bad, especially for Northerners and folks from Canada and stuff like that. So
I certainly that's the draw. I mean, a lot of these, you see a lot of the Northeastern folks and the folks from Canada here, and they're here to be warm as well as to work a little bit.
Well, honestly, I live in South Texas near the border and it gets pretty humid. I mean, it's subtropical, classified as subtropical. I always joke that when birds fly south for the winter, they come to the Rio Grande Valley. So, but yeah, I didn't expect it to be more humid when I walked out of my room today than at home.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a shock. But tell us about, you know, what you do, what your role is at MPG, Military Produce Group, and how long you've been there.
Yeah. Well, right at 8.5 years now. I am their director of procurement and business development, and essentially run the inbound supply chain and go out into the industry to try to help us find some more business. A lot of people think we're a government-owned organization or something of that nature. We're a privately held company, so we are we're out there fighting the battle with everybody else, looking for more and more business and trying to do the best we can with what we do.
So for those that don't know, why they would assume you're a government agency?
Yeah.
Because.
Well, our name is Military Produce Group, so that's the first thing that I think leads people down that path. And then our bulk of our business is supplying produce to the military commissaries. So obviously we work with the DOD and the Defense Commissary Agency, DECA. They are our priority customer and certainly our largest. We've been servicing them for 25 years now as Military Produce, 26 years. We essentially... are their retail arm. We manage all of their procurement, their marketing, the distribution, we set their pricing, we create their you know, we work with them, but we create their promotions on a weekly basis with them. So we have a pretty good partnership with them and certainly collaborate a lot with the Defense Commissary Agency.
That sounds like exciting work. And so you're based out of Norfolk yourself?
Norfolk, Virginia, correct. Okay. Yeah. I hope I said that right, because I get a lot of heat about my Boston accent. And I tend to add an extra R at the end, but it's Norfolk, Virginia, not Norfolk.
I guess you grew up in Boston.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did, yeah.
What'd you do before MPG?
So before MPG, I spent some time in California. I was with a company called Marcon Cooperative, also...
Okay.
Obviously in the produce industry.
That's a Marcon guy.
Sure, sure. They're a pretty large food service purchasing cooperative, director of purchasing there. And after that, for a short while, I was doing a consulting business and running a distribution business as well. So.
Any hobbies in particular other than solving the
lot of hobbies.
The military's produce woes?
Yeah, I mean, I like to play golf fairly badly.
Everybody says that.
Yeah, in my case, it's pretty true. I play a little guitar and sing a little bit. If you don't have a good ear for music, you might enjoy that. what else do I do? I run a lot. Try to stay healthy. You know, I love to cook. Outdoor things, hike.
You know, a lot of fruits and vegetables in your diet? Are you practicing what you preach?
I try. You know, I eat fairly well. You know, I was talking to a friend last night and saying that the thing that always gets me is the sugar, the sweets. I got to stay away from those and work at that a little harder. So, but yeah, I do.
So Craig calls that Satan. Yes. He says sugar is Satan.
Yeah. Yeah. I should listen to Craig because he's in better shape than me.
That's funny. Tell me a little bit about, so for example, obviously you're supplying produce to the military. Is that simply domestically for commissaries here, or is any of that fresh produce go overseas, for example, for deployed troops?
Most of ours is, they call it CONUS, Continental United States.
Okay.
We do supply Cuba and Puerto Rico. And if you're familiar with the United States military, there's a base in Cuba called... Sure. Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, yeah. Heard of that one.
That we send produce to twice a week so that those military patrons can have their fresh fruits and vegetables as well. We send some produce to Guatemala and Honduras as well, but the rest of it is all in the United States. We also supply the military ships that are ported in the port of Norfolk.
Oh, well. For folks that have never been in a commissary, I've been in Pendleton, right? Or no. Where's MCRD in San Diego? Wherever the Marine graduation is. I think Pendleton's actually a base that's further away.
Yeah.
But I've been to the MCRD graduation and been in there. I mean, it's basically like going into a Dillard's or a department store. I mean, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Which, rightfully so. I mean, our military should have access to all that stuff, and they make it a heck of a lot easier and I think even more affordable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. And, I mean, that's one of our goals is to make sure that they have a... It's a benefit. It's a government benefit for them, and they are subsidized by the government so that those stores don't make money. So there's a discount there, and then we try to obviously get them the best pricing that we can. The another interesting thing you mentioned about walking in their stores, they're all different. So every single one of their stores is a different format, which makes life, you know, somewhat challenging for them to operate and for us to sort of figure out what they need for each individual facility. There's 93 that we service in the United States, and they are, you know, every single one of them has a different layout. So interesting.
I guess with that mix of folks from the military, I mean, you don't really have the geographic cultural dynamic, right? But you kind of have to solve for all of it, right? If somebody wants, a cultural food of some sort, I mean, you're not bound by the geographic location. It's really if you're trying to solve for it, I guess I'm assuming they do, you have to solve for a little bit of everything, I guess.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. That's so true. There's just because you're in Louisiana doesn't mean the people are eating Cajun food every day. It's a different, you got folks from all over the country really in every location, so there is a flavor, but the local flavor does stay true to a degree. We sell a lot of collards out of our Birmingham distribution center that are the whole collards, and we don't sell those in our other two because there's no need for them in the others. But for the most part, you're correct. There's you can have any type of demographic in any of the areas. I think it lends itself as much to the branch of the military. The Air Force tends to be a more affluent community than the Army, for instance. So they'll buy a little bit different.
Buying habits are a little bit different.
A little bit, yeah. But each store gets primarily the same mix. It's the military patron doesn't have a ton of disposable income, most of them. So we kind of think of ourselves as more of that meat and potatoes supplier, and we dabble with the specialties.
Is there promotion actually for like in-store promotions, or do they go that far?
Yeah. We sit down and write promotions every week for them. Yeah. And it's the same as, when I was working with a retailer, we sit down and we look at what's seasonally appropriate. We, put it on an ad planner. We present it to them and the stores. We don't have the flyer that most stores have. We do a printed one that we supply them each week that they print up and put in the stores, but we're not 4 weeks out with our promos like most retailers because of that. There's no, we're not locked into a flyer. So we have a little bit more flexibility.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, Mike, I guess to give you an option, right? I had a question, either initiative with MPG or a particular point of focus, anything exciting that you're working on right now that would be safe to be out in the public.
Yeah.
Out in the public forum.
I think most of our stuff is pretty safe. It's really nuts and bolts produce. You know, okay. I would say our focus as an organization obviously is on the commissaries and maintaining that business, growing that business. There's our strategic initiatives this year are all around generating sales, and the people in our organization. So what I think every organization, it's important that you look at what the culture is and growing that culture. We're a small business. We're, as I mentioned earlier, 26 years in business now, and I think over the last few years we've had sort of an evolution of leadership and the thought process of working with our employees and balancing life. I think COVID triggered a little bit of that in terms of giving us the opportunity to really look at how we managed our people and take advantage of some of the opportunities that are out there now to allow people to work remote and things of that nature. So we are, I guess, on a continuous improvement journey now this year. And a lot of that is around how do we build sales? How do we gain momentum in the commissaries? The military is not necessarily growing today, but and hasn't been for a while. So we've seen, our sales kind of level and decline as that has occurred. And so for us, it's how do we get more of our product into that military patron's mouth?
So education might be a little bit, right?
That's
as far as from the promo or for promotion side. Actually, that you just reminded me of something I wanted to ask you. You're competing with food service, right? You're talking about kind of, right? I mean, you're competing for that dollar.
We're competing with, yes. I mean, any retailer is competing with, sure, with food service in terms of that. I think for us, our challenge is really the same as any retailer. We're competing with the restaurants, but we're also competing with the Walmarts and the Aldis and the Lidls. And, I think our shopper is the same one who's shopping at those facilities. So part of our challenge is that East Coast, there's a lot of those folks out there. There's a lot of new stores that have come in the last 10 years. And, we see the military moving off base and driving past four or five retailers before they get to a commissary.
Oh, okay.
So I think we have a similar challenge. The stores themselves are a little unique. They're operated by government employees. So, when we talk about fresh produce, you and I have been in this industry for a long time. I've worked in retail for years. Most of the folks, I think, in this industry at some point have worked in food service or retail. So kind of have an understanding of those operations. Those government employees don't necessarily have that. So we have a team out in the stores that is working to train them and help them understand how to really operate a retail operation in a produce department. So that creates a little bit of an interesting.
So the turnover is a little bit different for different reasons,
it is.
Right? For their, based on assignments, I'm assuming. But so value added prepared meals, that's all super popular right now. Is that space growing in commissary?
It is. Yeah, it is. I think we kind of come behind the rest of the industry as far as those types of trends go. But certainly the value added thing has been growing for a lot of years, and we're growing that along with everybody else. It's one of the commodity groupings that we tend to focus on. And we look at, when we come out to these shows, we see, everything that's going on. We go into other stores, we see what's going on. We have to be a little bit more, I think, strategic about what we carry, because some of the real high-end stuff is not going to be what is going to move in a commissary.
At the end of the day, you're adding labor to it, right?
That's part of it. Yeah.
So, I know that at home, at least my wife talks about, I'll see her, cutting up fruit and putting it in cups and all this stuff for the kids. And I think, they should cut it up themselves or whatever. But at the end of the day, she has better judgment than I do, but she says, this is how they'll consume it. Like if it's cut and ready to go, boom, they'll, throw it back and it's over. Right.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you're trying to get them to consume more or to eat their fruits and vegetables. So, I mean, I think for travelers, when I'm traveling, I buy a lot of pre-cut, convenience. at home as well. During the week, if I'm working from home and not traveling, I find myself, you know, throw a steamer bag in the, the microwave, mix it with some olive oil, a couple, some seeds, and an apple and avocado, throw it together. I could eat that every day. You know, if it's fresh, and well, it's just, it's better than going to drive 10 minutes to go get something. Drive through.
So. Absolutely. I'm with you. I've actually jumped on that juicing trend here in the last year, and boy, that's a great way to just get, you know, five or six pieces of produce. And
now that's from work. I mean, that now you're talking about work.
But. Yeah, I've got a routine set up in the morning. I get up and just...
Is that routine include somebody else cleaning up for you?
No. I do the whole thing.
Because it's messy.
Yeah.
I bought one of those masticating juicers, and it's a...
That's a little bit more... I have a Ninja that I just put a little protein in there.
And I tried to
apples and
I tried to juice some kale, and I juiced like a mountain of kale to get that much juice. And then I tried some turmeric, and then I tried to juice some beets without cooking them. That was a mess. It's like trying to juice a rock.
You got like one of those high powered commercial grade ones.
I got like a Bed Bath and Beyond. Maybe that's what put them out of business. So Mike, I think what you do is awesome. I mean, obviously it's exciting for me to hear more about anything that has to do with our military. I think for most folks that are listening, they obviously have a soft spot in their heart for our servicemen and women. Thank you for being with us. Did we miss anything? Is there anything else that we wanted to cover today?
No. I just think you just hit on a great point. I mean, we're certainly proud to be able to do what we do. And, you know, we're certainly proud to be able to serve the customers that we serve. So,
yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I watched Top Gun 2 on the way here.
Yeah, we hope
I'm pretty pumped up.
We hope that, you know, we hope that the suppliers who work with us feel the same way. And I think they do. I think everybody appreciates it. So, yeah.
Is there any kind of gathering that y'all do, like a conference or anything like that for suppliers?
You know, we haven't, we've actually talked about doing something like that. Norfolk, Virginia is not a produce,
Mecca.
It's not a place where a lot of folks come. So we've talked about, we've talked about, do we want to do like a supplier summit at one of the, you know, these events? And, I could see us doing something like that.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Sign us up.
Okay, we will.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, I appreciate it, Ed.